Now, I'm gonna...
Get his door closed.
That's what I was speaking to say, let's close that door.
Okay, tell me about the plantation.
You want to start on the plantations?
Or whatever you had in mind.
Well, that's all right. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about before we do the plantation?
No, I think if we started with that, that would be fine.
Yeah. I guess I might as well start this way.
Okay.
About young folks in the South, when they got grown and married, as a rule, the girls folks gave her a black woman for nurse and work in house, you know, help her with the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys folks gave him one or two slaves, all depending on how many they had to help him in the field. And they started from that, and the colored, the black woman was used in the kitchen and in the house to help the girl along, and the man of course used his slaves in the field or whatever work he needed done. And they went on, and they journeyed, had one house big enough where they would cook for all the bunch there, and they had cabins for the slaves, and they cooked in one kitchen for the whole bunch, and the colored did one place and the whites did another place, and they went on that way. And later on, when the children come on, why the colored woman as a rule took charge of the children and took care of them for the mistress, as they called her. And most of the time, she had a child about the time that the white woman had a child, and she lots of times nursed both children.
Mm-hmm.
And she fed them and tended to them and all that in the South lots of times. And they worked on that way hand in hand together and lived that way. As things got bigger and the man progressed and bought slaves himself, why put in more, why they made more cabins and things for them to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them always had what they called a community kitchen where they cooked all of it in one place. That's the way lots of them done. And they'd see that the slaves had all the food they needed to eat when they done that. It was all run under the white woman, you see,
uh-huh.
Handling the kitchen. But all run under her and supervised for her. And that way, them kind of families, they always saw that their slaves had all the food they needed to eat. And the man worked the men in the field and done whatever work was done. Built more houses as needed. Them old log houses, they had to hew them logs, you see. And it's an awful lot of work. Hew the logs and build a house and notch it down. Even if it wasn't them, just a one room house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work to do it. But the old logs was heavy. They had to be done. And whenever a man wanted to build a house, he got his logs ready. The neighbors gathered in with their slaves, and they bunched up together and built his house, lifted the big logs up, and then made the walls and built the house and done with it. Day or two. That's the way they always worked together, that way on the hard, bad work.
Uh-huh.
In other words, they worked kind of community style. Of course, they had bigger plantations where they had more slaves and everything of that kind. They were, as a rule, quite a bit of difference. But the way the slaves was handled, the main part of that was it was kind of a man that owned them. If he was the right kind of a man, he treated them mighty good. Didn't work them unreasonable and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was the wrong kind of man, well, he'd work them unreasonable, half feed them and all that sort of stuff. That was